The Tao of Self-Confidence, Episode 453.
Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. Visit our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.
Well, hello, friend. Welcome to The Tao of Self-Confidence, where I share stories of amazing women who have discovered their inner journey to self-confidence. I'm your host today, Sheena Yap Chan, and today I have a phenomenal woman on the show today. She is a body positive advocate, a model, and also an author, and I'm just really excited to have her on to share her story with us today. So without further ado, I'm going to introduce you to Stacey Gutierrez. Stacey, how are you today? Maybe you can fill in a little bit more about yourself to our listeners.
Hi, yes, my name is Stacey and I am half of the creator of the website plump.ph. It used to be a blog called theplumpandi.com, but after a couple of years of blogging, we decided to really just make our own advocacy website. So now it's called plump.ph, where we feature other girls who share the passion for what we stand for, like body positivity. We discuss fat shaming, body shaming, all sorts of things. So we also want to empower girls over that platform to, you know, enjoy fashion, enjoy being themselves, and, you know, just developing self-confidence.
Awesome. Well, thanks for sharing that. And I think that's great what you're creating, especially in the world of like social media and, you know, seeing pictures on Instagram and Facebook. And, you know, really, we're really great at like comparing ourselves to others, not realizing we can just, you know, be comfortable in our own skin and love ourselves in the process. So I think that's great what you guys are doing. And Stacey, what's your cultural background?
Well, growing up here in the Philippines, as a big girl, I've always been told to lose weight so people will like me. You know, people also use it under the guise of concern, but more often than not, it's just really body shaming. So I grew up in that environment, coming from my relatives, my classmates. So I've always been insecure about my body, my weight, and all of these things.
Thanks for sharing that. And I know sometimes growing up in the Philippines, it can be kind of crazy, especially like, you know, having that standard of beauty, you know, if it's like, if you're not skinny enough, then you're not light enough, right? You know, just having like every whitening cream in the world, it's crazy what, you know, women go through and realize like, you know, we don't have to go through all those things, and just really learning to love ourselves is really what matters the most. And, you know, we just tend to attract the right people when we do that. So, you know, thanks for sharing that. And, you know, what would be your favorite self-confidence quote?
Well, it's really this Bible verse that just really changed my definition of beauty. It's that I am fearfully and wonderfully made. It's Psalm 139, verse 14.
Thanks for sharing that. And I like that quote, right? I mean, it's so simple, but yet so powerful at the same time. So I really love that you mentioned that. And, you know, in your own words, how do you define self-confidence?
Well, self-confidence to me is just really being authentic. I think nowadays it's so hard to listen to who you really are, especially with all these things distracting us from the mainstream media to all these images that are fake images representing women, you know, and sometimes we get so caught up thinking that we need to look a certain way, we need to act a certain way to be beautiful. But yeah, it's just self-confidence is knowing who you are and knowing your strengths and knowing that these are things that you can play to your advantage so you can impact the world to make it better.
Thanks for sharing that. And I love that definition that you mentioned. And, you know, it's so true what you mentioned about, you know, people in magazines and pictures. I think a lot of us forget that it's still like altered to a different, it doesn't even look like the person who was, you know, modeling for, right? And we've seen it, right? We see like mistakes when they alter certain models, like their hips are like way too like curvy, you know, not realizing like if they just promote more authenticity, it'd be a lot better for the world. Just like knowing it's okay, you know, if we look the way we look, it's what makes us beautiful. So thanks again for sharing that. And, you know, what was your life like before your discovery of self-confidence?
Well, I used to have an eating disorder when I was in high school. It was just during the time when, you know, I was starting to have crushes, and all these guys back then would tell me that they'd only date me if I lost weight. So those comments really got to me, and I guess I just wanted to prove something to them and to myself. And so out of desperation, I developed an eating disorder. At first, I just starved myself for days. And then when I couldn't handle it anymore, I started binging. And then I felt so bad. Like, I felt like all those effort of starvation was just thrown out the window. So that's when I also started purging. And so that became my cycle. I became anorexic bulimic. And that was just, you know, a really tough time for me. I was just very much influenced by the mainstream media of what sexiness is, of what beauty is. And so, yeah, and then I got hospitalized after about 7 months of having the eating disorder. And then after that, it was hard. I wanted so bad to recover, but I relapsed thrice after that season. But then after, you know, just really knowing more about God and my creator, that's how I just changed my perspective and how beauty was totally redefined for me.
Thanks for sharing that. And it's not always easy to share something like this, right? You know, the fact that you went through a deep eating disorder and even just relapsing, right? So many people feel like they did something wrong for relapsing. And you know, it happens, right? Life happens, you know, things happen for a reason, but you kept moving forward. And, you know, was there like a moment in your life when you realized like you were, you know, beautiful just who you are and you can just go out there and be the person that you are today?
Yeah, well, what sparked that was when I was online and I came across this blog. It's called corpulent.wordpress.com and it's owned by this very voluptuous and plus size Australian woman. And her posts were just really refreshing. It was all about her life and she was just really bold, experimenting with fashion, wearing whatever she wanted. And that just really inspired me, like, hey, if this woman can rock her body in that size, maybe I can too. And so that's what really triggered me and my twin sister to start our own blog here in the Philippines to talk about body image issues and, you know, plus size problems, fashion, and all of these things.
Thanks for sharing that. It's always great when we can see other people out there, you know, just show what true love is, or especially self-love, right? No matter, you know, what size you are, what skin you're in. And, you know, it's inspiring. You know, you see them on Instagram, on Facebook, on different blogs, and it's, you know, it's great. Like even seeing you guys, you know, on your website, it's just, it's really refreshing, especially, you know, in countries like Asia where they feel like you have to be a size zero to be beautiful, right? And, you know, because of this realization, what's your life been like now?
Well, now it's been great. You know, I couldn't care less about the haters, about people body shaming me. And it's just really great to have my voice back, to really speak up against all these negativity around me. Because I think back then, before discovering self-love, I would just listen to all the negative comments, to all the criticisms. But now I've really learned to stand my ground, to know my truth, and just, you know, speak up on behalf of other women too, who also get bullied because of their size, on behalf of other Filipinas who are going through what I've gone through. So it's just really great that, you know, coming from that background, now I'm strong enough to be a role model, I guess, for other women.
Awesome. And I think, like I said, I think it's so great what you're doing, especially in the Philippines. So, you know, congrats to that again. And, you know, to the woman who's listening to your episode, she may be in her own journey of self-confidence. What would be that one tip you would give to her?
Well, it's really to stop comparing yourself to other women. I believe that comparison is the thief of joy, and you won't be able to fully enjoy who you are if you keep comparing yourself, whether it be to someone on social media or all these images you see of models who are, like we said earlier, who are always edited or photoshopped, you know. So I think that you just really have to be secure in your own identity, have your own self-confidence that is not based on comparing yourself to others. I think that, you know, as a fact, someone else will always just be more beautiful than you, and other people will be less attractive than you. And if you keep using these things as the measure of your self-confidence or the foundation of your self-confidence, then it's always going to be unstable. So just, you know, focus on yourself, don't compare yourself to others, and, you know, just improve, work on improving yourself.
Thanks for sharing that. And those were some great tips that you mentioned. And if our listeners wanted to get to know a little bit more about you and what you do and check out some of your stuff, is there any links or social media profiles we can connect with?
Yeah, on Facebook, it's facebook.com/plump.ph. On Instagram, it's plump.ph. And of course, our website is plump.ph.
Thanks for sharing that. And to our listeners, if you want to connect with Stacey, you can also head on over to thetaoselfconfidence.com and search for Stacey's name. Her show notes will pop up along with everything else that we talked about. And I just really want to thank Stacey for taking the time to share her story and tips with us on self-confidence. So thank you so much, Stacey.
You're welcome. Thank you so much, Sheena, for having me.
Not a problem. It was an honor having you on the show. And to our listeners, be on the lookout for another new episode of another amazing woman's journey to self-confidence. And we'll talk to you soon. Bye for now.
Bye.
Thank you for tuning in to another amazing episode of The Tao of Self-Confidence. Get your free audiobook by visiting our website at thetaoofselfconfidence.com. Your inner journey to self-confidence awaits.